Brooke Dilling with us from Arts and Venues, City and County of Denver. Congratulations on what has become one of the great free city-sponsored music festivals in the country. You didn't know that.
I did not know that. I mean, it's free. We love that it's free. It's a great community event for Denver, but we are so proud of this festival. Last year, we had 50,000 people show up. We are excited that it ties so well with our city's cultural plan and really just encourages people to come celebrate the great jazz music in Denver and the great history of the Five Points area, which is steeped in jazz for a long, long time ago.
Let's talk just a little more about the cultural plan, because as we look around our schedule, everybody's asking, is this good? Do we need to do this again? Do you know how much of a hassle it is to produce this event? And year after year, you and the city say, yeah, this one is worth it.
It really is worth it. We have over 40 bands that are coming down to the festival. And as a part of our cultural plan, it's really important to us that artists are able to make a livable wage. All of our bands are paid. So it's employing some of our great musicians and artists in Denver. And all of the people that come into the festival really help to keep the community moving and flowing. The businesses, a lot of the businesses in the area say it's one of the best days of the year because people are checking out Five Points in a way that they've never been able to before.
And this is sort of the coming out party because it's in mid-May, Saturday, May 19th, and we're really kicking off a great summer where people are coming out again and want to find out what's happening in the city. Hey, Five Points.
Exactly. I mean, we kick off the festival season. We love to say that this is the beginning of summer for Denver because we kick it off, and we're really excited that it's this time of year again.
Brooke Dilling with Denver Arts and Venues coordinating this year's Five Points Jazz Festival with some logistical updates as we try and improve things. Let's first talk about transportation. There isn't a lot of parking in Five Points.
There is not a lot of parking in Five Points, but we feel that we've done some strategic things that will help people find a way to access the festival easier. There's a bike valet. If people want to bike down to the festival, they can park their bike right outside of Coffee at the Point, which is right in the points at 27th and Welton. So they can leave their bike with Bike Denver and be able to access the festival that way. The light rail stops right at 25th and Welton. That's a great place to ride the light rail down, not have to worry about your car, and then you're right at the foot of the festival.
So the L line stops at 25th and Welton. And then for cabs or all those rideshare programs, maybe that's a good spot too?
That's a great spot. If they wanted to take Uber, Lyft, any of the rideshares, that's a great place to get dropped off is right at 25th and Welton.
Let's talk about the entrances, because people might be used to getting into the festival at one end of Welton or the other.
This is true. We have made some changes to festival entrances. Just given the state of the world, we want to make sure that we are planning the safest festival possible. So there will be 5 entrances this year. The first is at 25th and Welton, right where the L line drops off. There'll be 2 entrances on either side of 27th and Welton. So that would be 27th in California or 26th Avenue and Clarkson. And then both sides of 28th and Welton are entrances as well. And people should be prepared for a light bag check in those areas too. We have a great list on the website of what you can and can't bring in. And we would encourage you to go to artsandvenuesdenver.com to find that information.
Now, we mentioned the cultural plan and the enthusiasm that this is really getting from the community, and it's a bigger festival than ever. More than 40 bands on 10 stages?
Yes. I can't believe how much this festival grows every year. It used to be just one stage when we first started, but now we have music on every stage outdoor. So there's 3 outdoor stages. Music goes until 7:30, 8 o'clock outdoors, but now we have some new venues where we'll have music going till 1:30 in the morning. So Goedzoer is one of our new venues. They're going to have some late night music from 7 at night until 1:30 in the morning. And we'll also have music indoor at Coffee at the Point. And that music, I think, goes till about 10. And the 7:15 Club will have music till about 9:30 or 10 o'clock as well.
Cervantes, the Roxy, Denver Public Library, the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library. People are starting earlier and ending later, as you said, because people want more music.
They do want more music, and we want to be able to showcase the great jazz musicians in Denver. We only have 40-some bands this year, and we usually have close to 100 that are applying. So many local musicians that we want to give as many people an opportunity to be heard as we can.
Brooke Dilling with Arts and Venues, coordinating this year's Five Points Jazz Festival, Saturday, May 19th. You know, it's not just music, but when people come to see all the music, they want to eat, drink, and get some clothes and find some good community organizations or crafts. So you've got a pretty nice bazaar.
We're really excited this year. We've limited the number of for-profit vendors, and we're really encouraging a lot of our artisan local vendors with great food and some great art and craft jewelry, things like that. So Red Line will be out there with a number of their artists. People can shop for some local original artwork. We've also commissioned Thomas Evans, who's a local artist, and he's designed a really amazing t-shirt for the festival this year. So we're really excited about how we've curated the festival so that people can shop, listen to music, eat good food, and just really have a great time for free.
It really is a community effort. Community organizations are really pulling together. When you get this kind of a big street event happening, a big street, it really is expansive. Maybe one of the bigger footprints all year long as far as city festivals go.
It might be. It feels, and people keep saying because of how many people we have, that maybe we want to make the footprint bigger. This year, it'll be the same footprint. We'll go from 26th and Welton with the Arts and Venue stage all the way up to 29th and Welton with the main stage. So we're about 3 or 4 blocks, and we pack a lot of amazing cultural and musical experiences into that 4-block radius. And we are so excited for people to join us this weekend and just come have a good time.
Brooke Dilling, Arts and Venues, the Five Points Jazz Festival, Saturday, May 19th. You know where it is. We'll see you there. Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you so much.